You're listening to Simply Grace, a collection of meaningful thoughts, ideas, and interpretations of the gospel we hope you will find inspiring and thought-provoking. Delivered from the foothills of the beautiful San Gabriel Mountains, Grace Lutheran Church in Upland, California, has been serving the community of faithful for more than 50 years and is headed by the Reverend Wesley Mankey. For more information, or if you would like to make a donation, please visit graceupland.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Simply Grace.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there registered, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. When an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. Gracious God, we confess to you that this has been quite a year, 2020. But God, we thank you that we have come this far. We ask your help as we make do. And we celebrate your birth this night, Christmas. And we give you thanks because of this night, Christmas, you show us salvation for the whole world, for your plan to bring about your kingdom of justice and peace to the earth. So help us to have faith in your kingdom come, and help us to serve you and join you to make that happen. In your name we pray, amen. Amen. So 2020, huh? Here we are, 2,020 years after the birth of our Lord. Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's a special Christmas because it's a unique year, a year that's been full of challenges, lots of challenges, wildfires that have burned all around this area. It's been a challenging year because of instances of violence, violence that has caused unrest. Police officers who have died and the line of duty, as well as civilians who have also died. There have been deep political divisions this year, divisions that have stretched and torn relationships and families. And of course, the icing on the cake, the pandemic, COVID-19, a worldwide problem, a challenge, a devastation. Economically, the jobs that have been lost, the businesses that have closed up shop, the social isolation and fracturing of people having to endure day after day alone, the millions of people who are sick, and the hundreds of thousands who have died. This has been quite a year, a challenging year. Our lives have been disrupted, and we have had to make do. We are out here in the wind and the rain, worshiping on this Christmas night, making do. And 2,020 years ago, Mary and Joseph were making do. That's the beautiful thing about tonight, is that we are experiencing more closely what they would have experienced, literally being out in the cold. And when the time came for Mary to give birth, and there was no place to lay him, they made do, and they laid him in a manger. I was telling the story during the children's sermon about our friend. It's a true story. Our friend Jeremy, he's godfather to many of our kids, and he was born way early, and they didn't have a crib. They weren't ready physically with the material things. And as Jamie, his mother, was in labor and wondering out loud, what are we going to do? We don't have a crib. Her husband, Greg, Jeremy's dad, was a sheriff's deputy for Los Angeles County. And part of his training, he took a course on emergency childbirth. And he literally had been trained and learned that in that situation, when there's not a crib, you can use a laundry basket. So he said, "Don't worry, honey, I've been trained on this. We can put our baby in a laundry basket." What kind of a reaction do you think he got from his wife at that point? Well, she's a woman of faith and great courage, and so that's indeed what they did. And for a while, our friend Jeremy, as a newborn, was laid in a laundry basket. They made do. Say, make do. Say, make do. All right, they made do. And that's what we're called to do as well. We're called to make do. And why do we do that? We're able to make do because of the inherent value and dignity and inestimable worth of a baby, of a child. It's so precious. It's so important. It's so valuable, so that even when we don't have everything that we need, we make do because it is so important. We make sacrifices for children and for babies. We make do. When the angels visited the shepherds in the fields, they said, "Unto you is born a Savior." Now, tonight is the birthday. Yes, it's the birthday of Jesus, but it's more than just a birthday. Tonight, the saving work of Jesus began. He begins to save the moment that he's born. We call it in the church the incarnation, that God, who is spirit and transcendent and above and in heaven, on Christmas, on this night, comes and dwells in human flesh and bone and blood and hair and toenails. And that saves us because it means God is 100% committed, invested. To invest means you put on, like you put on your vestments. God is invested. God has put on flesh and bone in Jesus. And that's how much he cares and loves for us who are flesh and bone and mere mortals. God becomes a mere mortal to save us who are mere mortals. When I was finishing up my internship, my vicarage to become a pastor, we were near the end of our time in Sierra Vista, Arizona, and I remember feeling a lot of anxiety. Anxiety. You know, anxiety affects a lot of people. And because of the pandemic, it nearly affects everybody. So if you didn't know about anxiety, you probably do now. And at that same time, my wife Sherry and I, we had a child. She delivered a child, our third born. We call him our double middle because we have five kids. Our middle child was born. At that time, obviously, he was the youngest. And I remember holding him and laying on a recliner. And when I held him to my chest, I would feel the tension in my heart, the pain, the thorns, the ache, the anxiety. I would feel it slowly lift out of my heart, and my heart would warm. It would fill with this warmth and this love when I held this newborn baby to my chest. It was a relief. It felt so good. I kind of hoped the baby was okay. Is this baby like taking all the anxiety out of me? And I remember kind of lifting him up, and he had that face that just looked contented and happy and that all was well with the world. And I figured, well, I don't know where the anxiety is going. It's not going into the baby's okay, but it's leaving me. Unto you is born a Savior. A Savior who saves you from the anxiety and the worry. A Savior that gives you a purpose to make do, to keep going, even in the long, dark night in a pandemic. A Savior is born to us that gives us the strength to make do. A Savior that helps us to feel better. When I held our baby boy, Alan, I called him my poultice. Is that ancient form of healing where they would wrap herbs and put it on a wound and they believed it would pull the sickness out. Holding a baby to your heart is like a poultice, healing your heart. And that's what Christmas is all about. We find strength in this child, in this baby that's been born unto us, that pulls out our sin, our worry, our anxiety, and gives us strength to make do. And that's why we gather and we celebrate on Christmas. So right now, as we move forward, we turn the corner on 2020 and we prepare for 2021, there's a lot of suffering going out there in the world right now. The numbers are up. Our own hospitals right here in Upland are struggling, overwhelmed in Southern California. And so where do we go? Jesus. Jesus, who's born this night, gives us hope that God is so fully invested in this world, in saving this world, that God is going to get us through. God's going to get us through the pandemic, and the world will be even better than it was before. That's where faith comes in. God is not going to abandon this world. God is not going to abandon people. God is going to get us through, heal us, and pull us by his will for his kingdom to come here on earth. You think about the people who are suffering from COVID and what are their symptoms. The main symptom that's so weird about COVID is this apparent loss of taste and smell. And people, they get it, they just say it's terrible. You don't enjoy food. You can't smell it. You can't taste it. It's just blah. So I've been told. God is going to heal us. God is going to heal us and get us through that. But think about the problem of people who don't even have food to smell in the first place. God is not only going to get us through the pandemic so that all of God's children can smell and taste, but so that all of God's children can have food to smell and taste. This is the world God is directing us toward, where no child, no baby suffers from hunger. Can I get an amen? That's the world that God wants. That's why the Savior was born, because God cares about these babies, these children. People who suffer from COVID, they say, suffer from a high fever and chills. And that's terrible. That's painful. That's uncomfortable. Agonizing if it's high. Life-threatening. God is going to get us through this pandemic. And God is going to get us to a point where we are not suffering from high fever and chills. But you know, even before the pandemic, some people suffered from a high fever of hate. And some people suffered before the pandemic from the chills of fear, of living in fear. And so God is going to take us through the pandemic. God is going to heal us and heal us of our hate and heal us of our fear into a kingdom of justice where we don't hate and we don't fear. We know this because of Christmas. Because Christ was born, God said, I care about human beings that much that the Prince of Peace is born and his kingdom is coming here on earth. They say that people suffering from COVID struggle to breathe. God is going to get us through this pandemic into a time where we're not worried about it. But even before the pandemic, there were people who struggled to breathe because of toxic air. And so God's going to get us through, and God is going to help us fashion a world where we care for creation, where we use our ingenuity, our creativity, our technology, our innovation to live in a more beautiful, luscious creation with clean air for all of God's children to breathe. And we know of this because of Christmas. Because Christ was born, God says, I care about each child and this creation. They say that people suffering from COVID suffer from fatigue, just feeling tired. And my heart goes out to all those suffering from these symptoms, praying for our nurses and our doctors to care for them, our frontline workers, for scientists who've come up with these wonderful vaccines that we will hopefully all get as soon as possible and take to care for our neighbors so we don't have to suffer from fatigue. But even before the pandemic, people suffered from fatigue because so many people have to work 2 jobs, 3 jobs, 4 jobs just to pay their bills. And so God is going to take us through the pandemic. God is going to heal us, and God is going to call us to fashion a world where each can work for the pursuit of happiness and for well-being. For just wages. Why? Because of Christmas. Because Jesus was born. Jesus was born for each of us so we could live in God's justice and peace and prosperity. The Christ child was born 2,020 years ago, and he's still saving. It started that night, and it continues today. Calling us and giving us strength like Mary and Joseph to make do during difficult times, but God's grace calling us forward into something that's even better. God's kingdom come that we haven't seen the fullness of yet. So we pray, thy kingdom come, the will of God will come, whose reign has begun, whose reign will have no end. And how do we know this? Because of Christmas. Because of Christmas. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for Christmas. We thank you that you saved us on this night. You continue to save us, to give us strength to love you, to be nurtured by you and healed by you. In your most holy name we pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this weekly offering of Simply Grace. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast, and if you would like to help us in our effort to serve the community, please visit graceupland.org and click Give. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us again.